This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Alex's Physiology Fix-Up.
Professor? That's the doorbell again.
Gosh, that's annoying. Just as I was working on my new and improved human heart.
What is it? The new collection of spores and fungi I ordered?
Much more important than that, it's my double pepperoni pizza with extra beetroot. That's the sixth delivery today.
You should put a revolving door in. Might be quicker.
Great idea, Nanobot. In fact, it gives me a great idea for my new heart.
Oh dear, what did I say? I hope he doesn't involve pepperoni.
Inside our heart, we have things called valves, which only open in one direction. Imagine how much faster the blood could whiz round if the valves were evolving. I'll get on the case immediately.
I'm really not sure that's such a great idea. The heart is made the way it is so it can do a very special set of jobs. You can't just change the design of the heart without making sure it'll still be able to do those jobs.
Yes, of course. Physiology is fundamental. Organs and systems in our bodies have a number of jobs to do. And they are able to do all these jobs because of the way they are constructed and the way they work with other parts of the body. But it doesn't mean there isn't room for improvement.
Okay, program your design into the computer and let's see if it hits the target.
I'll do it in a heartbeat. Ha! Do you get it?
Loading physiology file.
Hearts do a number of very important jobs. Job one, oxygen is needed by all the organs and tissue in the body. Hearts receive blood rich with oxygen and pump it around the body.
I think my heart, with its revolving valves, will do a brilliant job.
Physiology fail.
Uh-oh.
Job two, when the oxygen has all been used up, blood returns to the heart and the heart pumps it back to the lungs to be reoxygenated.
Physiology fail.
I don't understand it. Pumping blood is one of the main functions of the heart, and my new invention can pump it in any direction you want. It can pump it this way and that way.
Physiology fail.
And either way, it's a fail. Blood should travel in one direction only, like a racetrack. If it could go backwards, then blood without oxygen could end up back in the organs, and that would make you feel very poorly. Or blood which already has oxygen could end up back in the lungs. Cardio chaos.
I suppose you're right. Well, I might have failed in making a more efficient heart, but there's lots of people who use their knowledge of physiology to get more out of their cardiovascular system.
On our marks, set, go.
Athletes. Sometimes they can do simple things to improve their performance. The heart is a muscle, and so the stronger it is, the more powerful it is. So it takes less energy for it to pump all that blood around. Regular exercise helps the heart muscles to grow strong.
And did you know that beetroot on your pizza might help athletes?
Haha, of course! Researchers have found that beetroot has a chemical in it that means the body needs less oxygen than normal to do the same work. Which means muscles won't tire as quickly.
Was that your stomach, Professor?
I'm afraid so. I think I'd better eat my pizza before it goes cold. That rumble's got me thinking about the digestive system. Maybe I could have a crack at designing a turbo tummy.
Just concentrate on your pizza, Professor.
Alex's Physiology Fix-Up, with support from the Physiological Society. Find out more at funkidslive.com/Hallux.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.